You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Got new movies opening today. We'll tell you about that in the trending report. But here's the thing. A lot of people, before they go see a movie, they will check out the reviews. I guess it makes sense. And many people rely on this website that's been around for a long time now called Rotten Tomatoes. It usually is like a mishmash of reviews from critics. And the critics, you know, if they like it, it might get, you know, 60% rating or an 80% rating. Every once in a while, we hear about movies that get like a 98% rating from the critics.
Wow.
Well, I'm wondering how many people are still going to buy into this when they hear this story. It has come out now that a PR firm has been busted for paying off critics to boost their review, their rating number. For a particular film, it came out in 2018. It was that movie Ophelia, which was kind of a retelling of Hamlet. But when it was first coming out, the initial reviews gave it only a 46% rating, which Jeremy would fall in the rotten category.
Sounds
on
rotten
tomatoes.
Yeah.
So this PR firm started paying some critics a whopping $50. In order to give the movie a more positive review. And by doing that, it bumped it up from 46% to 62%, which on Rotten Tomatoes is considered fresh.
Ooh. Okay. Well, I mean, this is bound to happen. You know, somebody's going to scam the system somehow.
The story is pointing out that Rotten Tomatoes can't be blamed for this, but it shows how easily their system can be manipulated.
Oh, yeah. And any of these things can. Sure. You know, you got a story, you have all your friends go online and talk about how great your store is, blah, blah, blah. Right. All these are going to be manipulated. That's why you got to kind of weed through some of that when you're reading the reviews. I mean, if you go to a company and you're researching them and they have 5,000 Google reviews, you know, you're probably going to get some fairly honest ones in there. You can kind of spot the stinkers, I think. Personally, I'm on my positive review journey right now, Dom, where I am really trying to give reviews to anybody I interact with, any business I interact with. I just feel like I need to stomp out all the cranky little whiny babies that go on and give a lot of these places one stars because, you know, they had a bad day. That person had a bad day and not the company. But I am been going on to, like I said, Google reviews. Yelp. I actually had to update my Yelp app yesterday on my phone, and I got a little tingly. I got kind of excited. I was like, ooh, what are the new features? Because I truly go on and leave honest reviews. And I leave a lot of five-star reviews when it's needed, when it's called
for. You just want to be heard, don't you?
I do. I mean, I was just at the Xfinity store 2 days ago, and the gentleman that was helping me was so incredibly helpful. And at the end of the transaction, he handed me my receipt, and he said, if you wouldn't mind just giving me a review with your experience. He's like, it helps me. It helps me a lot. I was like, absolutely. So I sat in the car and I tapped out a review for the guy real quick.
What
I mean,
he
was very helpful, courteous.
So he had
knew
fresh
his
breath.
He knew his product. I mean,
he was very tall, had fresh breath and snappy dresser,
beautiful eyes. It takes how much out of my day to do that? Minutes, you know, to leave a nice attaboy for a company, and I'm fine with that. I'll do it all day long, man.
All right, good for you, man.
Not a review guy. Yeah, it feels good.
I don't do it. I will tell if I'm in a business. I will tip well. For one thing, or we've talked about this. I'll call a manager over and tell them, hey, so-and-so is doing a really great job, and give them the love right there to their manager. But I'm not a go online and leave a review guy. I can't even remember the last time I did that, if I ever have. I'm sure I have at some point, but
the last one I did was for a pizza place down by me that's a little mom-and-pop, independently-owned pizza place, and I for sure gave them a great review, and we had a great experience there, and I was like, this is going to help the mom-and-pop place out, and I gave them 5 stars on the Yelp. And you know what? Shortly after, this Yelp ambassador reached out to me. She's a Yelp ambassador for like the Denver metro area, and she's like wanted to thank me for all my reviews, and she invited me to be a part of some sort of ambassador club, and I turned it down, but I was like, well, that's nice. Somebody's noticing.
I would love to know the percentage of people who leave reviews. It's got to be less than 10%, I would think, who leave reviews.
Probably.
Yeah, there's all sorts of interesting stories about things like that. Like there's stories, they've done stats to find how many people who listen to a radio station will ever in their life call the radio station. And the number is quite low. There's like a billion people listening, but very few people will actually call in. And so it's a small group of very loyal people, which is great. But I'm wondering if it's the same thing for reviews. Like, what is it, 6% of people who will leave a review? Is it 11%?
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know if it could be more. And so to me, when you see those reviews, good or bad, I mean, it's wonderful that you're leaving nice reviews, and I've totally agree about the people who leave one stars. It's generally not even the business's fault, or it's some minor little thing.
And I'll give you a good example.
That little thing knocked it all the way down to one.
We were laughing about this because my mother-in-law is searching for a painter to paint her house, and we saw a painter in the neighborhood. They did a great job. They put the yard sign out, so we sent the information over to my mother-in-law, and then we hopped online and started reading the reviews. And it was either 5 stars or 1 stars for this company, and the 1 star people were giving this company 1 stars and horrible reviews because they left a hangy thing on their front door for advertising.
Yeah,
they didn't even use
about.
The service. They had nothing painted. They were just pissed because they left something on their front door.
Well,
1 star.
I've even written articles about this, that 1 star review people are power hungry people.
They're butthurt people. Those are very angry, sad people.
I think it's a power trip for them to be able to do that. And it's like the world is not all 1 star or 5 star. There are shades in between. If you were really that bothered by a hangy thing left on your front door, knock it down to 4 stars. But does that automatically devalue everything?
Or just go outside, grab the hangy thingy and toss it in your recycle bin and go on with your life. Mad at the door hangy that they got to go online and belittle this company.
That's why I think reviews are pretty much stupid because there's so much of that. Like the classic is also the one that I was telling you, I don't know, it was like a year ago, for a restaurant where somebody gave a restaurant a 1-star review because when they were out when they went to their car out in the parking lot, somebody had dinged their door with their door.
Yeah.
Okay. So in other words, it had 0 to do with the restaurant, but the restaurant got 1 star.
Ridiculous.
Because somebody on the parking lot dinged their car. But a lot of people won't read that. They'll just see 1 star and they'll think, oh, well, the food must be terrible or lousy service.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad you're trying to make
it. I think that's why I'm doing this, because I just feel like it's my mission right now to leave honest reviews, okay?
You're Captain 5 stars.
I'm Captain Honest right now. I've thrown in some 4 stars, Tom. I definitely have.
Oh, you must have been really pissed.